Labosar.
If the person has a tumas meisa on him, that's a chiddush. When you touch a piece of metal, the metal has the same tum as you, so the metal also becomes like an avatumah. So the knife should also have a din avatumah on it. So now when the knife touches the meat, it's metama the meat. So right there, what does it help us now? That the person is not touching the meat, he's only touching the knife. But since the knife becomes an avatumah, because if the person has a tumas meisa on him, and he touches metal, the metal becomes an avatumah, so the avatumah will be metama the basar also. So back to Kasha then, how could we say lechetchila? By chulun he's not a shecht and it doesn't become tamei, why not? Even by kachim also, but the evidence should be possible, why didn't the meat become possible? And Tais speaks out before, the afagav the yamrinun lekamon. Afagav, I mean the dam kachim ain't a machshir, so lechura the boster is not hukshu lekabotuma. So even though he's tamei, so what? So Tais answers that chibas hegdish mechash rosoi. That's a chibas hegdish, that's machshirit lekabotuma. Or else Tai says chibas hegdish means since it's oimet to be brought for kachim, the chibah, the chayd of kachim, that's what's machshirit. Then Tai says, or else oi shavir benor, we're talking about that when the animal was alive, it went through the river, v'yadai mashka tofecholea, now we have to shchit it, there's still some wetness on it. So therefore that mashka is machshirit lekabotuma. That's the most question now. So since it has hechshir on it, now the chur, when this person is shechting, if he was a tamei mace, says so, when he touches the sakin, he makes the sakin an avatumah, and now when the sakin touches the meat, the chur, the meat should become tamei. So that's the shal, how does it say here that the b'dievid, the shechit was good by kochim, or even lechetchila, how do we say, by chulun is mutter to do it, the chur lechetchila, like you're causing, you're making a tamei. So how is it mutter? Smor says the teretz must be elo diitma v'sheretz. We're talking about here now the person only became tummy through a sheretz. Therefore, he's only an avat. Therefore, he's a rishon l'tuma. And now, we like Rashi says, to have a high gaver rishon, this person now is a rishon. Flo mitama he has sakna, and the sakna has not become tummy. Why Rashi says shein kli mekabel tuma? A kli is not mekabel tuma. Elo only meyavat tuma. The loy matzinum b'tor. We don't find anywhere in the Torah. The mekabel tuma me rishon v'sheni elo eichel amashka. What's the only thing that's mekabel tuma from a rishon tuma from a sheni tuma? Only eichel amashka. Kedesila, the pasuk says kol asher b'soicha yitma v'samach leim mikol eichel asher yochel eichel no mashkin mitamoyim miyavak licheres surishon v'oise lamashka b'soicha sheni. It's only mitama the food, but v'yein kli mitma miyavak licheres. But if a kli is inside a kli cheres, the kli does not become tummy from the kli cheres. Shemoy kli nasa masaych v'nitma achitzen asheni tor v'lochem afar kishlei pirkin. So that's the cloud that a kli is not makabel tumah from a rishon or from a sheni. A kli is only makabel tumah from an avatumah. So pshat over here is that this person touched the sheretz. The sheretz was the avatumah. The person now becomes a rishon l'tumah. And therefore, when he touches the sakin, he's not metama the sakin. Therefore, since he himself is not touching the basar, it's only the sakin that's touching the basar, but he himself is not touching the basar, therefore the basar remains tor. Therefore, by chulun lechetchilu it's mutter, and even by kochim it's only lechetchilu, you should not do it. But b'dievid though, if you made the shchita and you say clearly you did not touch the basar, b'dievid, even by kochim, also it's kosher. Another more says, "Be boys him if you want to tell you. Be boy you say milyerlam will tell you the itma b'mace." We're talking about no, the person became tummy through a mace. So the question is then, lechuru the sakin also should have an avatumah on it, and it should be metama the basa. That there it is, lekugoyin sheboda krum yishakona v'shochet bo. He checked out the krum yishakona means he has his reeds growing, a sharp reed. It's like Rashi said, it's considered pshutikli eitz. It's a con, is like a reed, it's most, it's like an eitz, it's a flat piece of wood. And the klal is, v'loy mekabli tumma, of shoot to kliyet is not mekabli tumma. Befrat if not miyachrit for kli, here is not miyachrit for kli. So therefore, even though him, the person, touched a mace, sees like an ava tumma, but when do we say, cheref or reka chalal, this sword is only by metal? Pashenkin over here, it's a pshut to kliyet, it's not mekabel tumah, therefore the basar is also tor. The Tanya goes to learn like this. Bakoil shechtim, you can shecht with anything. Bein b'tzur with a rock, bein b'schuch with a piece of glass, bein b'krum yishokono, even with a krum yishokono. So since you can make a shchita with this, that's what the Brice is talking about. So therefore by chum it's mutter, that's what our Mishnah is talking about, that l'chetchilo by chum it's mutter. So today is the question, v'im toimar, v'ech yishchot b'krum yishokono, how could you make the shchita with this piece of reed? I have been in kli. You have to have a kli. The mukha b'sayfer like more in the end of a toida. Menachos as a mashlo. Soich dam chatis. Dosh minichse v'ikas as a machelos tishkel as benoi. Toilu tun in kli. V'yafin in kulu miyela. So here we're going in the mission even by kochim also that v'diyevit is kosher. So chur by kochim you have to have a kli. So how could you make a shchita with a krum yishakona? There's no kli over here. So toizes v'yishloimar could go in the tikno l'krum yis v'yosa ken kli. That you fixed up this piece of reed here and you made it like a kli. Now, v'yafa gav the kaim lon karebi, the omer perika chalil, a noisim kli shorah shalech, you can't make kli shorah smet out of eights. O polag, Rebbe Yosi, ba, Rebbe Yehuda, the omer perika chalil, oisim kli shorah shalech, lishchitas kodshim, loibin in kli shorah. That even though for kli shorah maybe you can make it out of wood, that there it says a sakan that you need for shchita, even by kodshim, it does not have to be a kli shorah. It has to be a kli, that's all, but not a kli shoras. So therefore, this kli could be made out of wood. So Tai says, Enechtam doesn't have to be a kli shoras, but you can't say it doesn't have to be a kli at all. So you have finu me erlu, the tunu kli. El deinu tunu kli shoras. The pshat is that a sakin does not have to be a kli shoras, but it has to be a kli. So according to Tai says, even though you fixed it up to be like a kli, so you have to say it's called the kli fil cheshchita. That it's called the kli. Then if a kabbalas tumah still on your pshute kliyates, a pshute kliyates is not makabal tumah. Therefore, there's no kabbalas tumah over here. Therefore, that's shown the Mishnah that by chum it's mutla chetchila, and even by kochim but the ever it's kosher.
All right. So now the Gemara says, "Vaitom Abayi learns nukshan the Mishnah. Abayi Roma that hochi ketoni. This is what our Mishnah means to say." Hakel sheichtin v'afilu kusi. Anybody can make a shchita, even a kusi. Now kusi, vaystes, we're going now that a kusi was called Geri Yemis. They were called Jews, not really Goyim. Because they weren't a kabbal to medagdik and all the mitzvahs, the way it says in Torah Shabbat. So therefore, that even a kusi can make a shchita. Rashi says, moisim loy behemel lechatchila, that give them over behemel lechatchila. Lishchait. Why? The mitzvah sheh ziku bohi. This is one of the mitzvahs that they were marked to keep. But if a Jew is just going to go in and watch him once in a while, that's no good. So Rashi explains why. Even though they marked it upon themselves, they'll only eat meat. That has a good shchita, but they're not marked to give to another Yisrael nevelos. Because they do not darshan of ne'evil esit and michshol. You cannot give somebody else a nevera. Rather, they dashed it kumashmo, the way it says, Rashi says, Leitin Evan, Bederech, or Evel Hapiloi, not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So, therefore, again, this Kusi, Lechetchila, they could check for us. But when? Bamed, Vamamurim, when does the Mishnah mean Lechetchila? Kesha Yisrael Emer Agabab, only if a Jew was there watching him, making sure he does a good Shrita. Avo Yaitse Venichtet, but if a Jew just comes in and goes out, then lo yishka, then you cannot, then lechatchila, you can't let him shecht. Like Rashi explained, because you have to be afraid, he's not going to be makbet to do a good shchita for us, because for another Jew, he doesn't care about lifnei iver. Only for himself will make a good shchita. So the Mishnah, but the Pshat in the Mishnah is, v'yim shochat, let's say b'dievet though this kusi made a shchita, and the Jew did not watch him. So now the Yetzer is choytech kezayich bosa, cut off a piece of meat from this bosa, from this behemoth that he made the shchita on. V'noisaloi, and let he himself eat it. Ochloi, if the kus himself eats the meat, then mutalecho mishchitosoi. Then now you let eat from mishchita, because since he himself was eating from it, for sure he made a good shchita. But loy ochlo, let's say he himself does not eat from the piece of meat, then the din is also lecho mishchitosoi, now let eat from mishchita. Because you have to be afraid he did not do a good shchita. That's pshat from the Mishnah. L'chetchila k'il have a kusi shecht only if Israel is omer agabov. But v'di'eved, it helps even nichnas v'yetzer v'di'eved later only if we give him to eat. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. So again, but the Yevit, if the Kusi Shechter and the Jew was not there the whole time, then the only way to do it is if you give him a piece of meat and he eats from it, that's the proof that really it was a good Shechita. So again, that's the Lechatchila HaKol Shechter, means if a Jew watches him, and but the Yevit, even if we didn't watch him, if we give him a piece of meat to eat. Then the Mishnah says, though, but Chutz Mecheres Shai to the Kotun, that does not apply the din of Lechatchila of the Mishnah. Why? Because by a Kotun, or by a Shai to fool, or a dumb, deaf, so there, the Afilu the Yevit Nami Loi, even the Yevit, you cannot eat from his Shechita that they made by themselves. Why? Because Shema Yishua, Shema Yidrusu, for Shema Yachlidu, we have to be afraid, maybe the Kotun did not do a good Shechita. Maybe he waited in between, maybe Dorsi pressed down too hard, maybe Achlitu, he put the knife in between it to Simonim. We'll see later on these halachas u chashita. So that's the Mishnah saying by a Chereshai to the Kotin, that even by the Yevet it's not kosher. But the Mishnah Zof, a Chulon Sheshachatu, but any one of them has made a Shechita, and Yisrael was Zomer Agabov, then it is kosher. So where says again, Ahai, and which case is the safe for the Mishnah going on, that if Yisrael is Zomer Agabov, then it's kosher. Which case does the Mishnah mean it's a Sefer? It says, V'chulun sheshachtu, v'chirim roi yinoysan, shchitzah sing shayra. Elaine, if you want to tell me, achir eshay tivakotin, that if it's going on, the din of achir eshay tivakotin, that I was saying, if you let them shech by themselves, even by the Yevet, the shchitzah is possible. But if a Jew is watching over him, and he sees that he does a good job, then it's kosher. So Morris says, the halach attack is true. But if so, Allah koi, the Mishnah just got finished talking about a Chereshayit of a Kotim. If the continuation is still talking about a Chereshayit of a Kotim, then the lesson should have been, V'im Shachatu Miboilein, that if the Kusi does the Shechit to any Yisrael happens to be Omer Agabov, then it's crushed. That's the way it should have said it. Since the Mishnah doesn't say it, Mashnah, we're not going back to Chereshayit of a Kotim. Even though the Din is Emes, Mashnah, that's not what we're talking about. Mursa's rather, Elo HaKusi is going back to the Din of a Kusi. That if you have a Yisrael Omer Agabov, then it's good. For at the Gemara, Amrit, he said, Yisrael Omer Agabov, Shachar Afidu Lechatchila. According to Bai, he was saying that's Pshat the Reish of the Mishnah. When it says, Akol Shechtun, it means even a Kusi can make a Shechita, as long as Yisrael is Omer Agabov. So that can't be Pshat the Seif of the Mishnah. It says, B'diyeved, that if you have a Godel Omer Agabov, that it's Kasher. So Mursa Zanachmami Kasher. According to Bai, it's a little bit of Kasher. What is the say for the Mishnah going on? So Chur Pashto, you have to say Lemethan is going upon a Kotin. But it's still a Kash the Lashon then. It shouldn't have said the Lashon of Vechu Vechulam, but rather just should have said Vechulam Shachtu, just said Im Shachtu. Secondly, according to Abaye, it's a little Bakasha. Moore says now, Omar Rav, Rav says, is it true what he just got from saying, V'yoytze v'nichnas l'chadchil loy, is it true what he's saying? That if you have a guy doing something and a Jew just comes in, spots checks him, comes in and goes out, that does not help for Hechsher. Like you're saying now, by a Shechita, the Kusi makes a Shechita and the Jew just comes in and goes out, it's no good. I have Yotzanan, learn like this, the Gemara in Avoy Dezoa that says, HaMeniach Oivi Kechovim Bechalusoi. If you leave a guy over in your store, he's taking care of your store, the store that you're selling wine there. So it says, the Yisrael Yetziv and Yichnas, and a Jew is coming in and goes out, like as far as the guy knows, the Jew could come in anytime he wants. So Locher is, Mutter, you let us still use that wine? So here you see that Yetziv and Yichnas is enough of Hashkocha over a guy. Rashi says, Votnan the Perek Basma Sechta by the Zoro. The Afabish Yisrael Yetziv and Yichnas, Mutter, Alma Mistafi of the Kechovim. The guy is afraid of a Jew. That do Masi Yisrael, Flanoike, will not touch the wine. And so Hachinam Yosef Ashkit also should be the same svara. Mistapi Hashti Yosef Chosla, the guy is always afraid that maybe now the Jew will come in and watch him. So therefore, Ashkit should also be a kosher Ashkit. Tzmor says no. Mikatani, there's a fable there in the Gemara Navay Dezor, Mikatani Meniach, that Lechatchila, you're allowed to leave a guy there in your store when you go out, and just be certain that you're coming sometimes. Hameniach ketonis. The lashon is just hameniach abikachavim. Means the evid, only with the evid is good. But the chachilu no. So therefore, it's not good with our Mishnah that the yoytze v'nichnas does not help lachachilu. So Moore says, rather, the question should be elamihacha from this din of the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. It says over there later in the Samachalos in Avodah Zorah, it says, Ein ha-shoymer tzorech liyach yoshev u-mishamer. The Jew that's watching over the goy does not have to sit there, watch him the whole time. Ela afa-pi shi-yotze v'nichnas muta. Even though the Jew just comes in and goes out at different times, it's also muta. You see, clearly the goy is afraid at all times to do something wrong because he's afraid maybe now the Jew will come in. You see, this is like a good. It was rather ela, rather ela, rama, rava, or something like this. Hochi katoni, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ha'kel sheikhtin rafilu kusi. Erech nami, everybody can make a shchit, even a goy can make a shchit. But I'll tell you, b'med, the v'amurum, as he said, k'she Yisrael yoytze v'nichnas, only if at least a Jew is coming in and going out, that the goy is always afraid to do anything wrong with the shchit, because he knows the Jew could come in at any time. Avul bo u'motzu sheshochat. But let's say you come in and you saw the way you found that the kusi already made the shchita, so then it's no good. Then it's only b'diyeved that choytach kezayich bo. So we have eitzer is now cut off a piece of the meat from this animal that the kusi already made the shchita on, and v'noisim loy and give it him. Och loy mutalecho mishchitosoy. If the kusi eats from a piece of this meat, then you're allowed to eat from mishchita. Loy och loy, if he does not eat from it, then also lecho mishchitosh, not allowed to eat from mishchita. That's from the Mishnah. That's the lechatchila, and this is the b'diavad. The lechatchila is yoytze v'nichnas over a kusi, and the b'diavad is even the b'diavad is even there was no nichnas v'yoytze, but as long as later we give a piece of this meat to the kusi teeth and eats from it, so then it's kosher. Then the Mishnah goes on chutz mi'cherushayt v'kotin, esu mi'cherushayt v'kotin. Over there, the afil b'diavad namiloy. If we come and find where a kotin made a shchita, even b'diavad the shchita is tzula. Because we have to be afraid, Shema Yishor, Veshema Yidrisu, Veshema Yachlidu. Maybe the Kodin did not do a good Hilchah Shchita. But for who and all of them, Sheshachatu, all of them that made a Shchita, and Yisrael Azem and Agabav, then it helps. So again, the question is a high, on which case is the Sefer going on that says, V'chulam, if they're all, anybody that made a Shchita, and Yisrael Azem and Agabav, then it's good. You learn if you want to say it's a continuation from the last halacha. About Acher Shaita V'Kotin. If so, Allah Koi, we're talking about that. If so, the Russian should have been then, V'im Shachatu Miboylei. Not to say Russian of V'Chulat Shachatu, the judge should continue on and said that Acher Shaita V'Kotin by himself is Shchit is Tula. But if a Jew is watching over him, then it's kosher. Since the Mishnah says Russian of V'Chulon, Mashma is not going back to Kotin. El Aradi Akusi, so the Mishnah is going back to Din of Akusi. The Watat B'Dievet of Israel. Watch the same, it's good. For the Gemara Noah Amrit, he just got finished saying before that Afilu Yaitse Venichnas is Shachat Lechatchila. That even Lechatchila is enough just the fact that the Kusi knows that a Jew could walk in any time and spot check him. If so, Pshitim Pshitim, if a Jew is watching him the whole time, that Pshitim is kosher even Lechatchila. So how could our Mishnah end off to say the Chulin that B'dievet is kosher? It's more against us kasha. That's still a good kasha. According to Abayas Pshat, that's still a good kasha. But the Lashon is not mashma. So who would you have to say it's like a tzaka going back to Kotin? But Kopon of the Lashon is not mashma, and therefore it's a kasha. To get to that, the second shot we have in the Mishnah, like Abayi says, that the Mishnah is talking about a koshok, that means even a kusi. Now, Ravashi says, Hochi, so this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ha'akril shechtin afilu Yisrael muma. That's what the Mishnah means. Anybody can make a shchita lechatchila, and even a Yisrael that's a muma, means a Yisrael that does averis, he could also make a shchita. So where's the question, Muma Lamai, what type of Averis, and how does he do this Averis that you're saying, his shchita is still kosher? Muma Lamai, if you want to tell me, Lecho Nevelis L'Tayovon, that he eats Nevelis, means he does not eat kosher meats, but he eats it L'Tayovon, because he's hungry. Rashi says, it means to say, Kilo Mishkacha Seter, if he does not find a kosher piece of meat, he'll eat Nevela. So therefore, Miyacha Shasakin Baduka, over here, since you gave him a knife and he could make a good shchita, so why should you say he'll make an avela? Most probably make a good shchita. He only eats an avela with teyov, it means when he doesn't have kosher meat, then he'll eat trefa meat. But if you can find kosher meat, why should we be afraid? That's shot from our Mishnah, that's good. Okay, the Rav, like Rav says, the other Rav says, Yisrael Mumar, let's say you have a Jew that he eats nevelis. But when on the teyovin, mean if he can't find kosher meat, then he'll eat trefa meat. He'll do it with the mason. But koponim, he only eats the trefa meat when he can't find kosher meat. So such a person, boydik sakin, All you have to do is just